Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you, and the title of it is What Floor? My name is JP.
Hola, soy Liliana.
Hola, Liliana. What floor? Why would I ever ask you what floor, Liliana?
Oh, come on. You don't do that?
What?
Well, usually when you're in a hotel and you're close to, you know, the buttons, you usually ask, like, what floor are you going to?
Oh, you're talking about the elevator.
Yes.
Oh.
Elevator.
I don't help other people.
Oh, my God.
I'm not helpful.
Yeah, right. You're Mother Teresa. You're always helping everyone.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What floor? How do we say that in Spanish?
Okay. Piso.
Piso is the word for floor, right?
Yes, and that's our keyword.
Mm-hmm.
Piso.
Piso. Now, is that the floor that I'm standing on, or is it the floor that the different floors in the building?
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay.
Yes, it can be both.
Okay.
Piso can be like the floor, you know, the one we're stepping on.
All right, you're making a little dance here.
Yeah, I'm stepping on the floor. And it can also be the floor, you know, like what floor are you going to?
Second floor, third floor.
Yes, it's like the same in English.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. So, piso.
Piso.
Piso. All right, we're going to listen for that as we hear the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿A qué piso va?
Al quinto.
Second time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿A qué piso va?
Al quinto.
Third time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿A qué piso va?
Al quinto.
And we're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
Hola, buenos días.
Hello, good day.
Hola, buenos días.
Hello, good morning.
Hola, buenos días. Buenos días.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
Good day.
Buenos días. ¿A qué piso va?
Which floor are you going to?
¿A qué piso va?
To which floor are you going?
¿A qué piso va? Al quinto.
To the fifth.
Al quinto.
Fifth.
Al quinto.
All right. Okay, so we have here an elevator conversation.
Yes.
All right, it's not too personal, right?
No. It's like someone, it can be a neighbor or someone you know from mm-hmm. the building.
Okay.
So this is very common.
All right, so it starts with hello, good morning.
Hola, buenos días.
Okay, hola, buenos días. Now, is there a difference between those two words? The first one is hola, right?
Yes. Hola is just saying hi.
Hi.
You know, buenos dias is actually saying good morning.
Good morning.
So okay. You can say, hi, good morning.
Of course.
So it's hola, buenos dias.
Hola, buenos dias. Now, the person replies with just buenos dias.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Buenos dias.
Okay. There's not a lot of small talk between them. There's just a greeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next question is, what floor?
¿A qué piso va?
¿A qué piso va? Okay, literally, this is, to what floor are you going?
Yes.
Right? To what floor are you going? So what's the word for you're going?
Va.
Ba.
Ba.
Okay, that's the verb ir.
That's right.
Right. And it's in the polite form.
Yes,
right?
It's so, in the usted form.
Usted, right.
Because this is a stranger mm-hmm. or it could be older. But usually it's because if it's a stranger, you just use usted.
Okay. So this is usted. We don't use the word usted, but we use the form for usted, which is va.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how do you ask what floor?
¿A qué piso?
¿A qué piso? Now, literally, this is to what floor?
Yes.
Right? And that makes sense because you're going to what floor?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the word for floor?
Piso.
Piso. And the word for what?
¿Qué?
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 Okay. So, and the word for to?
¿A qué?
¿A qué piso?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to what floor? Excellent. That's pretty easy.
Yes, ¿a qué piso va?
Mm-hmm. And the answer is to the fifth floor.
Al quinto.
Al quinto. Okay. Now, the first word we have here,
al.
Al is really contraction between two words, right? A and el.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't say al. You say al.
Yes.
Piece of cake, right?
Now, imagine how difficult it would be. Al.
So, al means to the, and then the word quinto means?
Fifth.
Fifth.
Quinto.
Quinto. Okay. Well, that's pretty straightforward. Let's listen again three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿A qué piso va?
Al quinto.
Second time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿A qué piso va?
Al quinto.
Third time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿A qué piso va?
Al quinto.
Okay, Lily, we're back, and I have a couple questions to ask you. One is about this greeting, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Okay, it seems a little formal.
No, we usually say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not super formal, but it's not super familiar either.
Well, we usually use it for good morning, you know? I mean, you can say morning, right. But we don't say that.
Okay.
We don't say días. No. So we have to say, buenos días, buenos días.
Now, of course, this greeting changes in the afternoon, right?
Yes. Okay. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. And in the evening?
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Okay, so these are all nice ways to say hello to people in the elevator.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And buenos días is before lunch. Right?
Yes.
Before lunch.
Buenos días.
Great. Okay, now I have a question about this word quinto.
Mm-hmm.
Quinto, because it looks like quinto.
I know.
Americans see this, they're going to say quinto.
No, it's quinto.
Quinto, and it means fifth.
That's
right. So the word for five is cinco, and it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the word quinto.
Yes, it doesn't.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, with all the th at the end, ordinal numbers, basically it kind of changed.
Okay.
You can say primero.
Primero is the first, right?
Segundo.
The second.
Tercero.
The third, tercero.
Cuarto.
Cuarto. Okay, fourth.
Yeah. And for example, four is cuatro, but here is cuarto.
Okay, so they're different. The R is in a different place.
Yes.
Cuarto. Okay, and then quinto.
Quinto, and then sexto.
Sexto is sixth.
Séptimo.
Séptimo with a P?
Yes, séptimo.
Séptimo. Okay.
Octavo.
Octavo is eighth.
Noveno.
Noveno is ninth.
Décimo.
Décimo.
Yes.
Okay. Primero, segundo, tercero. ¿Tercero?
Sí.
Cuarto, quinto, sexto, séptimo, óptimo.
Octavo.
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 See, I don't know these. Octavo and then noveno.
Noveno.
And then décimo.
Yes.
Lily, I mean, we've discovered something. I don't know above seven.
Séptimo.
Séptimo, okay.
Yes. And we will put this in the comment section, believe me, guys. Don't worry about it.
Right. And, you know, you can get away with not ever saying these words.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, in fact, you know, we had a user, Tristan. Mm-hmm. He asked us to do a lesson about this.
Okay. So, Tristan, this is for you.
Yeah. We're going to put some of these words, and later we can do a lesson about octavo, séptimo.
Okay, a taller building.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
All right. Folks, if you have any questions or if you would like to request a lesson, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave your comments in the discussion section. We'd love to see them. When you feel like you finished with this lesson, don't forget to mark this lesson as studied on the Me page. And Lily, let's leave them a challenge before we go.
Okay, the challenge is to ask your neighbor, even if they don't speak Spanish, to say, ¿A qué piso va?
¿A qué piso va?
And they're going to say, sorry, what floor are you going to?
It would help if you're in an elevator.
Yes.
But even if you're not, you're still practicing your Spanish.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. For now, let's just say hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.